This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today we talk about the Vineyard Tour, the main event happening on Sunday and things happening before then as well. Eric Schnauz from Umpqua Velo Club. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So the Vineyard Tour has been going on for a number of years now, bringing in folks from near areas in the Pacific Northwest and from out of state as well. And this year you made a shift from September into October. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so in years past, we've kind of been up in the air due to the fires. You know, we invite folks, and we plan all year to have people come on that Labor Day weekend. And since 2017, we've really been on edge right up to the morning of the ride as to whether or not it's going to happen. And indeed, we've had to cancel a couple times.
And of course, last year, I remember you had to kind of do a route shift in part of the area because of where a fire was and the route that fire crews were taking and all of that. So you've moved to October and you've hit on a weekend that traditionally does very well weather-wise. This week, no exception. You probably heard we're going to be 84 this weekend and good weather. So talk about the event because there's more than one ride going on.
Sure. So the main ride, the Vineyard Tour itself, is going to happen on Sunday morning. But there will be a gravel ride on Saturday afternoon, as well as an additional road ride on Saturday afternoon. And for the really die-hard folks, on Monday morning, we're going to have a coffee ride as well.
And on Sunday, there are different options about how far you go, right?
There are. So we have, pardon me, the full century. We have a 100-mile route, but going all the way back to the beginning, we have what we call just a sip. That's about 17 miles. From there, we have a tasting, which is 38.5 miles. And then we have a metric ride. We call the metric flight. A metric century is 62 miles. This one's a little extra, 63.5. And again, that full flight is 100 miles. Right now, looks like the category that has the most riders is that metric flight. So we have 34 folks signed up out of 80 total for that 63.5 mile ride.
Yeah, those can be fun events. It's been a number of years, but I used to do metric centuries and full centuries and even a double metric century a few times. Those long rides, I mean, you've got to be prepared for them, and you've got to have water and all of that, but they can just be some of the funnest memories you're ever going to make.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a beautiful place to ride a bike. We have strategically situated several rest stops so that people will be supported. There'll be water and, you know, snacks and appropriate food for people on an endurance event. So it's going to be a great day, lots of support, and we really look forward to having folks ride.
Now, does the Sunday ride to all the different distances, do they all start in the same place?
They do. Everything is starting in Oakland this year. The starting and finish point for all the rides is just out in front of the Triple Oak Vineyard on Locust Street in Oakland.
And for people that are just hearing this now, that are riders that want to get involved, it's not too late, though, to get signed up, right?
Oh, absolutely not. If you go to the website, thevineyardtour.com, there will be links to how to register, links to the routes, to all the weekend plans. It's a great place to get the information. We would love to have more local people sign up.
Now, you've got folks coming from multiple states for this. Sounds like the region will be well represented. And one of the things seems to be that folks, especially if they live in a more urban area, really like the pace and the roads and the lack of traffic here in the Umpqua Valley for this event.
Yeah, that has been our experience over and again. You know, we have a lot of folks who come from Portland and several who come from the Seattle area, as well as the Bay Area down south. And they really enjoy sort of low traffic country vistas. They're not in competition with lots of cars on the road. And especially on a Sunday, it's just a great time to be on the bicycle.
And if somebody was coming out just for the Sunday event but was able to come early or stick around after, then obviously it's called the Vineyard Tour, and a lot of that is near some of the winery folks in the area, some of the vineyards out there, for people to check that out as well.
That's absolutely true. And in fact, in that spirit, we will be sort of our base of operations will be right in front of the Triple Oak Wine Vault. I think I misspoke a minute ago and said it was the vineyard. But yeah, their tasting room location there in Oakland will be ground zero for this. But, you know, we're happy to point people to the various wineries in the area. It's a great thing that we really like to share with our out-of-town guests.
And I understand as well, for people that are coming in that want to camp, there's even a vineyard option for camping.
Indeed, there is. The co-owners at Triple Oak Vineyard have made some space there for campers. It is harvest time, so things may be kind of busy around there. But there are also going to be spots for folks who are doing some tent camping and small vehicles and that kind of thing. It certainly isn't too late to secure a spot. So, yeah, if you go to thevineyardtour.com and get our contact information, please reach out, and we can make some arrangements for you, too.
And I know it takes a lot of volunteers to make this happen, especially on Sunday.
Indeed, it does, and we're really fortunate. We had volunteers from some social and charitable organizations, as well as people who are volunteering from the Cascade Credit Union is going to send a team to man one of the rest stops. Otherwise, yeah, it's all volunteers. All of us who are involved with the Velo Club, in leadership positions at least, are pretty well involved in this too. So, yep, it takes a village of volunteers for stuff like this.
All right, the Vineyard Tour this weekend, the main event on Sunday, other things happening as well. Again, Eric, give folks a website address if they want to check things out.
It is thevineyardtour.com. There are no spaces or periods or anything else. It's all one long string of letters, the Vineyard Tour.
All right, Eric Schnautz from the Umpqua Velo Club. Eric, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thanks again for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.